loose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
What about an education?
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our NFL edition. We are coming to you from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. I'm telling you right now, I've got a great story about a sad little Indianapolis Colts fan in the box, as well as some movie tips from my wife, but we'll get to that next. I'm second half Chaz with Steve on the board, Gina's helping out, and of course, this week's panelist, Johnny D.
Hey, I'm ready to rock. It's first and 10. Give me the damn ball. Let's get the callers going.
Sloppy.
Hello.
And Tommy.
Good morning, sports bettors.
Over the next 60 minutes, we're going to cover as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle. You can join us on the phone, toll free, 866-405-1717, 866-405-1717. Now, we want callers, but we're all looking for winners, so let's take our first call. Bobby, Bobby, you got a winner last week. Can you give us another one?
Chaz, I like the Oakland Raiders getting 6 points against the Baltimore Ravens. No Terrell Suggs on that defensive line. I think it's a coming out party for Amari Cooper. Raiders getting 6 points at home. Pick of the week.
There you go. Johnny D, what do you think?
Hey, the Raiders look pretty shaky in that loss to Cincinnati. Derek Carr has a bruised right hand. Charles Woodson has a separated shoulder. The Ravens' offense did not score one touchdown versus Denver last week. Too much talent with Flacco. I think he threw 7 touchdown passes in one game. I think they're going to right the ship. The Ravens do not want to go 0-2. I like the Ravens in this one.
All right. Charles was one of those callers last week that was all over Green Bay. Charles, you got a winner for us this week.
I'm putting a lot of money on the Patriots. It was a pick'em game against the Bills. They're in Buffalo, and they've won, I think Tom Brady's 13-3 against Buffalo. They get LeGarrette Blount back, and the line moved 1 point in favor of the Patriots. But 1 point, they just got to win the game to guarantee a push. I mean, how could you not go with Tom Brady? So that's my pick for this week.
Sloppy, what do you think?
Rex Ryan's defense getting an added bonus with Marcel Darius this week, making his debut on the D-line. Patriots a little slow in stopping some of the screen passes. I think you're going to see a lot of that out of Buffalo this week. Not sure if we're getting Shady McCoy back. Tyrod Taylor looked good, and I think that's where the Patriots are probably going to have some trouble chasing him down this week. I like Buffalo. I am on that bandwagon this week. I've taken the Buffalo as the home dog here.
Now, we're going to go out to Hector. Hector, you haven't made it down. You gave us a winner, but you haven't made it down to Thursday night at the Fox Sports Grill yet.
Hey, Chaz, I promise to do it this week. It's just been a hectic week with college football and everything. But, yeah, in terms of my winner, dude, I mean, I'm totally down with the Rams. With the Rams, the emotional win from last week against Seattle, overtime win. They almost blew a 17-point lead, but they managed to pull through. So I think they're going to carry it on this week. Nick Foles is going to have a big week. And I think DeSean Jackson being bruised up and possibly not playing for the Redskins today, I'm going to take the Rams -3.5 all the way, man.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Thanks.
Tommy.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I mean, the Redskins are just awful. They're really, really hurting the quarterback situation. They have one good running back in Alfred Morris, and their defense is a sieve. So, yeah, -3.5 with the Rams team that's on the come. Yeah, I wouldn't mind playing that at all.
You know, it's funny because when we're talking to sports bettors, sometimes – they're betting with their heart. And last week, if you'll remember the Buffalo-Indianapolis game, Tommy had mentioned that he's a Colts fan. He's not going to bet against them. Well, my son is a Colts fan, but thanks to the San Diego TV gods, they gave us Kansas City-Houston. So that was the only game I had. So we're bouncing around. So we finally go, we grab the other box. We go and get our WatchEveryGame.com box, and we put it on. And you click a couple buttons, and the next thing you know, you're getting the live feed of the Colts game. And then about, I don't know, maybe a half an hour later, he's in another room. I come back, I look in the room, and I swear to God, I could have thought I saw a tear coming down his eye. I mean, it was a brutal, brutal. So you got to be careful what you ask for in life. Sometimes you get it. So the watch everygame.com box isn't going to just give you the final score. You're going to be able to watch every single game, hence the name. So when you get a chance, you got to go to watcheverygame.com. They've got that promo code radio, hence radio, and they're giving free shipping. Free shipping, you can't beat it. But I'd be in trouble when I got home if I didn't mention the movies. Everybody's talking about Johnny Depp's new movie. Vicky will be watching it while it's still in theaters from the comfort of her living room. And there are a few movie theaters out there that are going to give you a vodka soda with a twist if you ask for it, but not a lot of them. The one at the Second Ave Chaz house does that, so Vicky will be loving life. All right, let's talk to Joe from Connecticut. Hey, Joe, I know you tied Tommy with the most winners and are against the spread pool. 12-4 is not a bad week, buddy.
Yeah, pretty good week. I got a little hot there, so it was a good week for me.
Who do you like today?
So, something you're just talking about, I don't like to mix business with pleasure much, but big Chargers fan here. And second half they played last week was one of the most impressive halves of football I've ever seen them play. And I think they're a big undervalue this week. I like the Chargers getting 3.5 in Cincinnati, and I'd go as far to really like the money line at +150 for them to win on the field.
Well, you know what? Money line bets are always good, and it's going to be a great segue for our next caller. But I want to mention a couple things to you. In the first half, at home, in their last 13 games. Now, home, 13 means more than a year, Joe. 12-1. So don't be afraid to win more bets with that same bet. Take the same team,
right.
You load up on.
I think things started to really click second half for them. Rivers really started connecting with Keenan Allen. You know, they gave up 21 points real quick last week, but that defense only gave up 7 more the rest of the way. Our cornerbacks look really tough shutting down Golden Tate and Calvin Johnson last week.
Yeah, so you never want to be able to be afraid to bet with your heart, but Sloppy knows his team. You got to learn to know your team too. So keep giving us winners. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Good luck, guys.
All right, now before we go to our next caller, we're going to go ahead and talk with Steve and the board, because Steve's going to play last week's Call of the Week for us. All right, let's talk to Tom. Tom, you got a winner for us.
Tom Vasco, Franklin, Virginia. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Tommy.
Football's back. I'm looking at all the games, and my radar is the Colts versus Buffalo. You got the high-potent offense of Andrew Luck against the solid Bills defense. I think the difference will be Tyrod Taylor. I'm taking Buffalo +2.5, and as extra value, grab the money line at 120. And as we used to say in Caliente, I'll see you guys at the bank on Monday.
All right. Tom Vasco, Virginia, how are you, buddy?
Vasco, Franklin, Virginia, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, now, here's the one thing I got to mention to you. We got your big check for winning Call of the Week, but we're having trouble finding one of the big envelopes and the big stamps to put the big check in. But we'll get that out to you as soon as you can. No pressure on you giving us another winner this week.
Okay. Hey. First of all, I want to congratulate you guys on the great ratings, man. Keep up the good work. The show is fantastic.
Thanks, Tom.
I'm going to go back to Buffalo. I'm going to ride this wave one more time. I hope there aren't any sharks in the water, but I truly don't believe that Brady can bring any more than Andrew Luck did. The Buffalo Bills have all the pieces in the right place. The stadium is going to be amped. I'm going to be bolder than last week. I'm going to take the Bills again, +1. Wait around for the money line for extra value. And I really think they are going to be a fantastic team. And the fact that the public is 80% on the Patriots, that even makes me stand by my pick even more.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Tommy.
So let's get over to Johnny D. Now, Johnny D, we can't thank you enough for coming in. You've been betting for a long, long time. Let me ask you this, because he mentioned money line, and you've had some great, great money line winners. When you're doing your betting, what's the breakdown in terms of maybe ratios of what you do how much you take with the points and how much you put on the money line?
The money line is like a little dessert for me. I get my other straight bets in, a couple of small parlays first, and then I like to look at the lines for the teams individually. Like last week, I had the Patriots over 28.5 for the game. It didn't matter what the other team did. You know, I like that. But, yeah, the money line's kind of like a little dessert kind of last bets that I do. But on to this game, you know, I'll tell you, we're talking about Tom Brady, Super Bowl champs. He's got four rings, and Tyrod Taylor starting his second game. The line's only one. And I love the Patriots personally.
Yeah, you know what? I can't blame Vasco for coming right back with him. I like trends, and if a guy won for me last week, I'm going to stick with him. And one of the things I want to mention, and this is right before we go to break, because when we come back, we're going to be talking to Jason from the Fox Sports Grill. And as hot as he's been, I'm really thinking the Fox Sports Grill needs to open up an office in Vegas, another restaurant in Vegas, and send Jason over to Vegas to run, because he can win them enough to probably pay their rent. But the watcheverygame.com box, do me a favor, go to your TV listings today. And what I want you to do is I want you to look up what games are going to be on tomorrow. And if your team isn't on, then you got to realize it's going to be like that all year. You want to watch your team. You want to watch the team you have money on. You got to have the ability to either go to the bank, take out a second mortgage, and go to DirecTV, or you want to go to watcheverygame.com. We'll be back right after this.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these watcheverygame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the watcheverygame.com internet streaming box is a must-have. Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box. Obviously.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need SixBetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, SixBetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how SixBetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's SixBetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too, championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autographed footballs. Championshipfootballs.com, the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz with Johnny, Sloppy, and Tommy. This is our Fox Sports Grill segment. Now, I have no problem going to bat for the nickname I've come up with this place. I call it America's Finest Sports Bars. If you check out the videos at sportsbettingweekly.com, you will see why. It's kind of like being in Hawaii at a sports bar. It really is that. Now, of course, Thursday night football has started out pretty well for our Thursday night parties because both of the games was decided by the point spread in the last 30 seconds, and we're turning every Thursday night into a Super Bowl party, so there's nothing wrong with having games go down to the wire, hence last Super Bowl, same exact thing. Now, how's this for easy directions? Go to Petco Park, find the Hilton, we'll be on the water. It's that simple. Thursday nights, about 5 o'clock till kickoff, we're partying, then we do our podcast show, and then we're watching the game and giving out prizes and having winners. We've got squares. We've got parlay tickets. The parlay tickets are really the most exciting thing I do. So let's do right now. This guy, again, he was 3-0 last week. This is a sponsor, guys. Sponsors aren't supposed to be the stars of the show. So don't get cocky, Jason. But we told him maybe you should be opening up in Vegas.
Yeah, those two-team parlay, really liked it last week. Feeling really good, a little cocky, but going to stick with the same thing this week. I like Pittsburgh at home. San Francisco's on a short week, so they should win by over a touchdown, -6-point spread. Also, I'm going to stick with Miami again, do a two-team parlay, Pittsburgh-Miami. They're going on the road against Jacksonville, -6, just over my touchdown. I like them, too. All right, so I'm heading to work now. Got to get open early. We're getting ready for our breakfast. Come in for a breakfast burrito. We're doing buckets of beer, 5 for $20, Miller Lite, Coors Light, and looking forward to seeing you guys on Thursday.
All right, looking we'll forward to it. No doubt about it. It's a good time. So what do you think about those games, Johnny?
Hey, the 49ers, you know, really rose to the occasion last week. That guy who replaced Frank Gore, Carlos Hyde, was just awesome. Maybe Tommy will teach me that spin move from
Buckeye.
The Buckeye guy. Anyway, the Steelers are 12-2 in their last 14 home openers. They're a very good team. Nobody wants to go 0-2 to start the season. Roethlisberger still threw for 351 yards last week. Antonio Brown's the best receiver in the league. The Steelers are not going to start out 0-2. I love Pittsburgh in this one. Lay the 6.
Well, you know what? Our next caller is a perfect segue to Sloppy. Sloppy, you came in all the way from Saskatchewan or wherever you drove in from this
Huntington
morning.
Huntington Beach, but
yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, but we appreciate you coming in. You know what? We've had such a good time in the last couple of years doing the show. We are due to have another Vegas trip. Do you think we can get Nick from Phoenix to Vegas at the same time?
Well, I know his wife's got a pretty tight leash on him, so I doubt that with the kids, but I'd love to have him out there. He'd be a great guy to be there with.
Nick, what do you think about it?
I don't know. I think I'm pretty sure Slop just said my wife has a tight leash. I'm not really sure how to start that. But actually, I was in Vegas on Wednesday, and I played, so Chaz and Slop, this is going to be the first week. Week two of the NFL is going to be the first reverse the curse week for Nick. And if you go onto my Twitter feed at CubFanNick, you'll see last year almost a 75% win rate on a reverse pick. And so I got two games for you guys today. My favorite one is first. Andrew Luck coming off a loss against the spread, 17-1.
Nice.
In the Andrew Luck era, 17-1. Teams that start 0-2, they were one of them last year. They are one of two teams since 2009 to start 0-2. This is last year, and make the playoffs. They can't let that happen again. So they have to look at this game very seriously. Primetime game on Monday night. T.Y. Hilton looks like he may play at this point, but I don't really think that matters for them. Andre Johnson, Frank Gore, the home crowd, I think everything leans towards their advantage. If you look at the New York Jets, first-year coach Todd Bowles, I love him. Living in Phoenix, I know a lot about him. I love their defense. The journeyman Ryan Fitzpatrick, he just can't get it done. Chris Ivory is really more of a change of pace guy. He's not a 25 carry a game guy. And they recover four fumbles last week, four fumbles in the game, and they recover them all. There's no way that that can happen again. So it's obvious the pick is the Jets plus 7, and if you have the wherewithal, buy the hook. Buy the hook. I love the Jets plus 7.5, and there's no reason that they should cover that spread.
Game number two.
Go ahead, Bob.
Game number two. Give it to us.
Game number two. So the Arizona Cardinals, they looked very good against the New Orleans Saints last week. And although Andre Ellington will not be playing in the game, David Johnson, their rookie, he looked like he was shot out of a cannon. Their secondary has got to be one of the most underrated secondaries in the entire league. Rashad Johnson is a budding pro. Gerard Powers may make the Pro Bowl this year. And Tyrann Mathieu, well, he's just Tyrann Mathieu.
The Honey
Carson
Badger.
Carson Palmer looks good. The Bears, rebuilding year. Their GM said it earlier this week. The Bears are obviously the pick. They're going to win in Chicago this week.
Keep in mind, he's from Chicago.
All right, Nick, you haven't given us a loser yet, and I was right there with my eyes open. I saw. I tell people when I see it with my own eyes, I believe it. The reverse picks were winners last year. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys.
Sloppy, what do you think?
I'm on the same page in the Jets-Colts game here. For some reason, Andrew Luck seems to struggle against physical defenses, and that's exactly what the Jets will bring at him right here. I actually do think it's going to be another low-scoring game like that Bills-Colts game was last year. I also had the Jets in this one. Unfortunately, on the second one, we do disagree. I think Cutler is still the quarterback in Chicago, so I still will never pick a Bears game when Cutler's the quarterback.
All right, let's go out to Wesley in Kansas City. Wesley, thanks for joining us, buddy. Can you give us a winner?
I love the Cincinnati game. I think that there's no reason that Cincinnati doesn't cover that 3.5 points. I think that the way that Eifert played last week, you know, A.J. Green really, he didn't do as much as he can do. I don't think that San Diego has the defense on the road, Midwest travel, to stop him. If they try and stop Eifert, it's going to be A.J. Green all day. Between Bernard and Hill, I just don't think that San Diego defense is going to know which way to turn. And I think that we shouldn't really discount what Cincinnati just did at Oakland. Oakland play is pretty tough, and that West Coast travel is brutal for some of these Midwest teams.
No doubt about it. All right, buddy, we'll talk to you next week. Tommy, now you're going to slide out a little early today, correct?
Yeah, unfortunately I got the kids' soccer game.
No, man, that's what it's all about. I tell people all the time, you're talking health, you're talking family, you're talking school, work, kids. It's all going to be more important than sports betting talk. It really is. Sports betting talk is supposed to be the not the most important thing in your life. If it is, you really need to listen to the Gambler Anonymous promo that Steve's going to play later. But we appreciate, and before you go, we want to make sure we get your best bet, because I don't know if you guys listened to the show, but if you guys didn't go to sportsbettingweekly.com, and you didn't listen to the podcast before the Carolina-Jacksonville game, you missed the most simplest comment of the whole show last week was, that game's a gift. I don't get it. It's a gift. And it was the easiest of winners. What do you think about the Cincinnati-Charger game?
Cincinnati did look good, but they did look good against a really bad team, a team that, you know, is probably maybe going to – if I think the over-under, the Vegas over-under, was 3.5 games that the Raiders are going to win this year. So, since he looked good, but, you know, so did the Chargers in the second half. In the first half, they looked terrible. The second half, you know, they came back and they pretty much physically abused last week. So, you know, that's a game that I personally would pitch. You looking for my best bet right now?
No. We'll get you before you leave.
Okay.
Which one of your daughters has got soccer?
Both of them, actually.
Okay, so now let me ask you a question. Any money line parlay action on your daughter's soccer games?
Because under on goals is one.
Yeah.
In both games.
So real quick, before we get to our next call, I want to chime in on this game, because we already had a couple people go different ways on this game. Here's what I'm looking at. In the last 9 games, the Chargers have lost 8 of 9 in the first quarter. The Bengals have won 4. So I'm leaning towards Cincinnati getting off to a good start. Now, again, last week, that's exactly what the Chargers did. But they did it at home. They let the other team get off to a good start. The Chargers have lost 8 of 9 first halves. But as I mentioned to one caller, Cincinnati at home has won 12 of 13. I would not pitch this game, but I would do what you have to do to survive in my house, which is you have to either shut your mouth or root for the Chargers. You have two choices. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the first half, the first quarter, and then I don't care what happens. Just like last week with my best bet on the first quarter in the Green Bay game, I'm going to take the money and run. All right, so our next caller has not made it out yet to our Thursday Night Footballs at the Fox Sports Grill. But he said he's going to bring Bobby out with him. He's really upset. I talked to Josh. He was upset because he really wants to redeem himself because his first play was a loser. Josh, you got a winner for us this week?
Hey, Chad. Yeah, it's Josh in San Diego. I'm calling in. Yeah, man, I got to redeem myself from last week. Minnesota, what a joke that was. Thought they were going to show up. I guess not. But, yeah, I got some winners for you this week. I got first one, Green Bay, -3.5 at home. Lambeau is no joke. I think they're fired up after losing the playoffs, too, on that crazy game back in Seattle. So they'll be ready. Rodgers is going to show up as usual. And my next pick, I actually like Indianapolis, even after that performance last week. I like a -7 at home, Monday night. I don't know. Andrew Luck, he's always playing up to those big-time games. New York Jets, I know they won last week, but still iffy on them. So look for a Luck to go big, and I think they're going to cover easily. Those are my two picks.
All right, Johnny, what do you think?
Hey, Sloppy was right on it last week when he talked about the Rams pass rush, and anyway, the Packers got off to a slow start, but they came back and covered, whacked the Bears. I'll take you back to that NFC Championship game. The Packers had the Seahawks on the ropes and blew it in the fourth quarter. I think they would have won the Super Bowl if they had beaten the Seahawks. Anyway, I like Green Bay, revenge factor. I like Green Bay to cover. And in the Colts game, I like the over in that game, too. I think they're going to light up the scoreboard at Lucas Field.
You know me, I love betting the overs. Hey, when we come back, we got Mo. Mo's always good for a laugh or two. We'll talk to you in a bit with Mo from Indiana.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz with Johnny, Sloppy, and Tommy. The second half of the show is a perfect segment for SixBetsAGame.com to sponsor. Six Bets a Game is the only reason I know that Pittsburgh is 9-1 against the spread in their last 10 home games for the first half. You are not going to find that stat on the internet anywhere. And as we go through the games this segment, we'll focus on some of the data from our Six Bets a Game account. Right now, we're going to go out to Brad in Vegas.
Hope you find that stat on the internet anywhere.
Hello?
Brad, are you there?
Yeah, hold on one second. How's it going, Chaz?
You know what? There's nothing wrong with listening to us, but when you call, I think you got to mute it or something.
No, there you go. There you go.
How you doing, Brad? Give us a winner.
Great, man. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah.
So, hey, listen, my game this week is going to be Arizona going into Chi-Town and stomping on the Bears. I really think that Carson Palmer is the real deal. I know Arrington's out, but I think that Chris Johnson showed some light in that fourth quarter, and he's going to run up and down. And then John Fox and Jay Cutler, I mean, they look like two lost guys on a bad fishing trip. And I just think that spreads down to 1.5, and I think it's going to be a no-brainer. Arizona walks away by 10 or more.
There you go. Did you going to put in a parlay with Wes's picks or what?
You know what? I've been trying to get in contact with Wes all morning. He's actually from Chicago. He's a Chicago fan.
Yeah.
And I had a little trouble linking up this morning. So
check it out. You guys, we had a couple friends that called 1 week, and they each had winners, but they didn't put them together, man. You get 2.5 to 1. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother. Good to talk to you. Thanks.
Tell me, what do you think?
Right. Yeah, Chicago's been awful. They were terrible last week. But they do have some weapons on that team. You know, the thing is, it's hard for me to bet Chicago with Cutler as a quarterback because the guy, you know, just you look at his face, it looks like his dog just got run over all the time. I mean, even when he's winning, you know. So Cardinals are a tough team. They're a team. They won 12 games last year and didn't make the playoffs. So I like them going into Chicago and really taking care of business. And Carson Palmer had the best, if you're a fantasy player, he had the best week a fantasy quarterback had last week. So anyway, go ahead and lay the two on the road against the Bears.
Yeah, the Bears have lost 9 of 12 first quarters. If you bet against them in the first quarter in their last 12 games, which is three quarters of a season, including last week, you're talking about 75% winners. I don't know, Sal in Connecticut, you gave us a winner last week. 75%, that sounds like one of those other shows, doesn't it?
That's right. That's the way to go every time.
So who do you like? You got a winner for us?
Yeah, I like Tennessee minus one. I think Cleveland's kind of hapless, and I think Mariota is a quarterback, and Johnny Football's still trying to become one. And I actually like New England over the Bills. I know you got a couple of people going different ways on that one. I think, you know, the Bills beat the Colts, but the Colts aren't New England. And I think, you know, minus one is a practically, you just got to win the game. Otherwise, it's a push if you lose by one. I think both those teams win on the field.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. You know what, Johnny D, the two things that jumped out at me is what he said is that Indy ain't New England. And one guy's a quarterback, and one guy's trying to be a quarterback. Those are beautiful sentences. What do you think?
Yeah, you can't overreact to week one in the NFL. A lot of things can change, you know. But it was a hell of a coming out party for Marcus Mariota with four touchdown passes. You know, he had a passer rating of 158. Johnny Manziel is going to get the start. He's a big work in progress. He's a lot of fun to watch. You know, he might throw two touchdown passes and run one in, and then throw three picks too. So, I think the Titans had five turnovers last week. I don't know about this game. If I would do anything, I'd lean towards the under 41.5 in Tennessee Cleveland under 41.5.
All right, so right now we're going to go out to our championshipfootballs.com hotline. And, of course, one of the main reasons that we bring the celebrity guest on is his knowledge of sports is a lot more than mine. You know, Johnny, Tommy, and Sloppy are pretty good, but I'm not up to them, but I'm definitely not up to Mo. Mo from Indiana. That's what it says on the board. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, you would think calling the celebrity hotline would get me in front of guys from Vegas and Connecticut. What the hell?
Well, you know what? I think that it's really more timing than anything. We didn't want to cut you short because you give us a lot of valuable information. And I tell people, you don't always give us picks. You don't always give us winners in terms of that. But you give us information that allows us to turn around and make plays that make us money. And for that, we thank you every week. So talk to me about what you're seeing this week.
Well, I heard as I was on hold that you guys are breaking news. I heard Johnny say that Marcus Mariota is gay. He had a coming out party. I had no idea. That's breaking news to me. I didn't know.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, you know what? I could barely afford what I'm dealing with now, and now I got a lawsuit to handle. Thank God I got a brother that's a lawyer.
You know, Tennessee's intriguing because they are Jared from Subway's favorite team. They are full of youngsters, so he loves the Titans. Yes. I don't know. That game this week, you could come to my house and murder my parents, and I would make you watch Cleveland and Tennessee. That game's going to be horrific.
No doubt about it.
You know, this week I do like Green Bay at home. I think you're going to continue to see how bad the Seattle misses Cam Chancellor. You know, Indianapolis has to bounce back this week. I can't see them losing two games in a row. I don't know that the Jets have enough firepower. Ryan Fitzpatrick historically does not play well in Indianapolis. T.Y. Hilton is questionable for the game. So he could play, but the Colts will be facing Darrell Revis again, and they don't play well against him. But the line has dropped. I like the Colts and given the six. I heard Tommy talking about the Bears and having a hard time betting on the Bears with Jay Cutler as their quarterback. Well, he is questionable this week. He is suffering from an injury that he suffered from for a whole lifetime. He suffers from dumb face, so he is battling that.
There you go, Tommy. It's not his dog. It's the dumb.
He's battling dumb face. He looks like Tom Cruise with lupus.
There you go. Hey, let me throw a couple things in there because one of the things that you mentioned was that we had to put you on hold to get to some callers. We're really doing great. The callers are winning. I mean, last week, Mo, they gave us 21 selections. They went 16-5. Okay. There was no toll-free number you had to call to go 16-5. You didn't have to give us $1,000 and then have $1,000 to play with. We're not going to try to get you 80 grand between now and Monday. We're simply looking for winners. So, Tommy, if they get shut out trying to call in, they can listen to the podcast, but if they want to get credit for a win, what do they do with Twitter?
They could just tweet us at sport, you know, the @ symbol, SB Weekly. And you can also
send it to our Facebook page, which is Sports Betting Weekly on Facebook. You can like us, and you get a lot of cool content.
Yeah, well, you, Mo, you liked us, so we appreciate that. And then, Johnny, if they want to get in this last segment, well, what number are they calling?
Yeah, the number's 1-866-405-1717. Hey, pick up the phone. Give us a call. Put the number in your phone and call us. 1-866-405-1717.
And I guess you could now catch Mo at the Hollywood Improv, apparently. He became a really awesome comedian.
You were on a roll there, Mo.
So I'm drunk.
There you go.
So if you followed my picks, though, in our pool last week in the CBS pool, you're probably homeless today.
Well, just so you know.
I had a bad week.
Just so you know, it worked out well because we're still struggling to find the big envelope to mail out the big check. So why don't we talk to you next week, buddy?
All right, gentlemen, enjoy your day. I'm back to the Budweiser.
All right, so we're going to go out to our next caller. It doesn't say where he's from, but maybe he's from Pittsburgh. It says Al is a Steelers fan. Al, you got a winner, or are you just betting with your heart?
Well, I'm betting with my heart because I'm a Steeler fan.
Attaboy, Al.
So talk to me. Why? Why are they going to beat San Francisco?
Well, they had an interesting game last week. Last week with New England, where in the first half they didn't look like they didn't know who they were, but in the second half they look much better, much crisper. And this is their home opener, and they can't afford to go down 0-2 for the season, with Cincinnati being the only team that won in their division last week. They need to step it up.
Well, yeah,
they don't have a couple of their best players. Bell and the wide receivers out, but, they're the Steelers, yeah, man.
Well, you nailed it, because they've won 8 of 9 against the spread in the second half. But, Al, at home in their last 10 home games, they have covered the first half 9 out of 10 games. So 9-1 is pretty good. Johnny's going to get that calculator. 9-1 is pretty good.
That's 90%.
There you go, baby. All right, Al, we'll talk to you next week.
All right,
all right, let's hit Johnny with that game.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. Steelers, they got off to a really slow start, but they got it going, and they only lost by 7 to the Patriots last week. They're a very good team. They cannot afford to go 0-2 to start the season. Roethlisberger threw for 351 yards against the Patriots. Antonio Brown had 9 for 133 yards. Yeah, I like the Steelers. They're going to cover this spread.
All right, let's go out to Ernest. Ernest, you got a winner for us, buddy. Ernest, you got a winner for us?
The Saints are going to make up for what they did last week. I think that Jameson's going to be a deer in the headlights this week. The dome is going to be too much for him. I think the Saints are going to win big.
Now, the Saints are in the first quarter. Just so you know, they've lost 10 of 11, so that's not necessarily a game you want to load up on early. But anytime you got a double digit game with Drew Brees, you're in good shape, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I think that Tampa Bay is really not really a team that you have to worry about any kind of trends. Not at this point right now.
I would agree with you, Ernest. All right, we'll talk to you next week, buddy. Good job.
Okay.
All right, Tommy, you're going to be heading out to hit that doubleheader on the money line with your daughter's soccer games. You want to hit that game, or you want to talk about your best bet? What do you want to do before you leave?
Let me throw some cash in listeners' pockets. Tomorrow, jump all over the Miami Dolphins -6 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville is terrible. They're terrible at home. They're terrible on the road. The Dolphins are a good team. The Dolphins will win that game by 14 points.
All right. When we come back, the rest of our best bets. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6betsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6betsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6betsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's sixbetsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer. Maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. As always, as many opinions on as many games as one hour can handle. I'm Second Half Chaz with Johnny and Sloppy. Tommy is off to win some money on under 10 moneyline parlays and girls soccer, baby. Now, this segment is brought to you by Championship Footballs. We are always a big hit when we're out the Thursday night Fox Sports Grill party when we're giving out footballs, and we take a little bit of air out of our Super Bowl championship Patriot balls, because the Patriot fans kind of joke about it, and everybody else hates them. It's really, it comes that simple. And we had a great talk. I had a great talk with an ND alumni. He bought one of the two coaches' balls. So we got balls that are signed by Parseghian and Holtz. Now, Parseghian's like 90-something. Holtz is not a young spring chicken either way. So it was for a friend's retirement, and he said, oh, he enjoyed it so much. And I told him, it's the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, we're gonna do our best bets at the end of this segment, but the first thing we want to do is we want to get out to Joshua. Joshua, you got a winner for us, buddy.
Yes, I do, Chaz. Thanks for having me on. So I'm really intrigued by the San Diego at Cincinnati game. The point spread right now is 46.5, and I think that their offenses combined for 66 points last week, so I think that they're going to go way over the 46.5.
There you go. Johnny.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Shootout in the River City, two high-scoring teams, and they're just going to keep it going again here in week two. I love the Chargers and Bengals over 47. Yeah, it's one of my favorite plays.
Yeah, you know, when I'm looking at the sixbetsagame.com, got a lot of overs, both teams in the first half over. And that's the thing, remember, guys, when you're listening to if you're listening to the podcast on this show, anytime between when we're off the air and Saturday at 10 o'clock when the kickoffs are West Coast time, 1 o'clock East Coast time, don't be afraid to have a pen and paper and take some notes. But don't also do not be afraid to bet more than once on the same team in the same game, because there is nothing better than having two tickets cashed in the first half. You hit the first quarter, get the first half, and you're sitting around watching the second half. And even if it goes, and we all have seen those tale of two halves, right? Even if it goes bad quickly, you're 2-1 for the game, which isn't bad. All right, let's go out to our next caller. We've got Marvin on the phone. Marvin.
Yeah, we took it out. If anybody fellow people in that Cowboys-Giants game, Giants and Cowboys went over. So have you over, we hit it. We're 1-0, so we're going to start off 2-0. This Sunday we got the Packers, and we also have the Seahawks. And if you like Green Bay at home, you better take them. -3.5, take that 3.5 and throw it right out the window. Aaron Rodgers is red hot. He's got all the receivers now. I know Jordy Nelson's out, but we got James Jones back with the team. We got Ty Montgomery, rookie out of Stanford. We also got a couple more guys. Devontae Adams. And of course, you can't forget Randall Cobb. Of course, the receivers, Richard Sherman cannot cover them all. Not only that, the Packer defense is very much improved. We have Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, one of the best new young safeties in the NFL. Got Clay Matthews anchoring that Green Bay Packer defense down. Russell Wilson only has so many options on the offensive side of the ball. He has Jimmy Graham, but that's about it. Marshawn Lynch can run the ball, but the Packers will be ready. Give it 3.5, take the Packers.
You know, it's funny because I talked to Marvin during the week. Thanks again, Marvin. We'll talk to you next week. And I said, I went to bed, and you were a loser. Now, he said the word lock. He said the word lock last week, okay? Lock means you're not losing that game. And I went to bed. He was a loser. But when I woke up, guess what happened? He was a winner. I think he mentioned your team, Sloppy. What do you think of this game?
Well, I'm glad you brought this up. And like you guys know, I'm not afraid to bet against my team and tell you exactly how it is. This is a huge revenge game for the Packers. But one thing I'd like to bring up is how many times have the Packers beat Russell Wilson? That number is zero. This is like Jeff Fisher against the Seahawks. The Rams got something on the Seahawks. The Seahawks got something on the Packers here. They can go into Green Bay. They can cover this here. You got to understand that the offense is going to be able to score against Green Bay. The Rams front seven's the best in football. The Packers front seven, not even close. They will be able to score. I don't think they have a problem stopping Aaron Rodgers once or twice. I think they can keep this close. The hook on three is making me go with the Seattle side here for 3.5. I'd probably take Seahawks plus the 3.5 on this one.
Hey, I bet a couple of you guys have the phone in your hand. You're ready to call in. Just dial in. We have time for a few more callers. 1-866-405-1717.
So I'm looking at the 6betsagame.com data. Packers, first quarter, 111 of 13, okay? Seattle, under 7 straight first quarters. On the road, in their last 16 road games, a couple of years, under 13 of 16. These are the kind of things that you're not going to find these. You can go to covers.com all day long, guys. You ain't going to find the fact that on the road in the first quarter, Seattle is under 13 of 16.
Notorious slow starters.
Yep. You're not going to find it.
Yeah, and if you guys can't get through on the phone lines, feel free to tweet us your picks at SB Weekly. We'll take those and announce them on the air and try to help you guys out.
And remember, we're tracking every single caller, every single pick, every single winner from every single show all season long. Gina doesn't know that's going to be dumped on her to-do list, so she may be smiling now, but we'll see when she's got that Excel spreadsheet in front of her. All right, so speaking of callers, Tyler got in. Let's talk to Tyler. Tyler, you got a winner?
All right, Chaz, I've got Seahawks. Plus 3.5 over the Packers in Green Bay. Packers are pretty good in Lambeau, but I think that the Seahawks are going to be extra motivated to compete this week after that tough loss against St. Louis. I think it was a close game, and I think St. Louis is a lot better than people think. So I think they'll be able to cover, especially with the Packers having some guys, you know, gimpy a little bit. Randall Cobb got banged up last week, so Seahawks plus 3.5. Thanks.
There you go, Johnny. What do you think?
Hey, you know, Russell Wilson got sacked 6 times last week. I expect they'll be signing Cam Chancellor next week. Revenge game for the Pack. I like the Packers.
All right, let's go to Ed in Dayton. Ed in Dayton, you got a winner for us, buddy.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good, Dad, buddy. What do you think?
Well, I heard somebody earlier, and I'm going to go with the Jets over the Colts on Monday night. I think the Jets have got a pretty solid offense and defense, even with all the injuries. I think the combination of Ivory and Fitzpatrick on the offensive side for the run game, and then obviously Fitzpatrick and Marshall for the passing game. I'm going to take the Jets and the points, and I'm going to say J-E-T-S.
There you go. Now, you got to say it more than once, right? Jets, Jets, Jets. Let me ask you this,
Jets,
though.
Jets.
Yeah, let me ask you this. In terms of a game like that, because one of the guys, remember the Giants in the Dallas game? He said, you know, I don't think they're going to win, but that's a lot of points. And that's the same thing. This is a lot of points. You heard, if you listen to the callers, you can go back and listen to the podcast on Sports Betting Weekly. The stat of luck against the spread after losing outright was pretty high. But in a game where you're getting 7 points, we saw it on that Thursday night game with the Steelers that Al was talking about. The game ain't over when it's 7 in the NFL. What do you think? Can they actually win the game?
You know, I like them with the points, but boy, I also like them to win outright. But then again, you know, there is a little bit of the heart, as I heard from the Pittsburgh gentleman. There's a little bit of a little passion there as well. But I'm going to take the Jets to win, and I'm definitely taking them with the points.
There you go, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Let's head out to Jim. Jim, San Diego, local guy. What's your winner for this week, buddy? Because according to my notes, you ain't given us a loser since we've known you.
Well, I'm giving you a losing team, and it's unfortunately my hometown Cleveland Browns. Even though a rookie quarterback has never won 2 games in a row on the road, I think Mariota is going to do that against Cleveland. The away team in that series has had a very good record. I think Tennessee's better coach, and Cleveland's running game is a mess.
All right, we'll
I would take the Titans and give the points.
All right, buddy, we'll talk to you next week. Sloppy, what do you think?
Hey, until Johnny Manziel shows me something, it's hard for me to put money on him. Unfortunately, with this game, I'm keeping my money under my mattress. If I was forced to, I would probably take the Titans.
Well, they're brutal on him on SportsCenter, aren't they, on Manziel?
Gosh.
They're brutal. Oh, my God. And here's the thing. He's a football player. But you know what? This isn't a football game. This is the NFL. And if you can't throw the ball the way you're supposed to, it means not for long. And, you know, he's not going to get too many more chances. Don't get me wrong. He's still young, and he's got talent.
I mean, but, and who's he going to throw to? He's a tough wide receiver core there.
All right, so I got to throw in a couple things here. One is, if you didn't get in on the lines, we were jam-packed, and you're listening to this show recorded, so anytime after noon Eastern, before 10 o'clock Sunday, noon Eastern Saturday to 10 o'clock Sunday, you might be hearing us on another station recorded. Here's what you got to do. Just text the word radio to 706-685-6619. So you send a text to 706-685-6619. Just type the word radio in. And what we're going to do is we're going to get you on the radio next week. We'll put you to the front of the line. It's kind of like when you go to Disney, you pay a little extra money, and you got your all-access pass. So right now, we're going to do a round the horn real quick with your final thoughts. We'll do best bets. Let's do best bets first, and then we'll do a final thought. So, Johnny, tell them what you think is your best bet of the week.
Here we go. Tampa Bay at New Orleans. You know, the Bucs let a rookie quarterback throw 4 touchdown passes. I think they were in the first half against him. Jameis Winston's first pass in the NFL was a pick six. Drew Brees and the Saints still threw the ball for a couple of 100 yards against Arizona in their loss. Drew had 355 against Arizona. Anyway, I'll wrap this up. I think Drew Brees might throw for 500 yards and maybe 5 touchdowns. New Orleans will be rocking this weekend. I love the Saints laying a big 10. Go with New Orleans.
Sloppy, best bet.
I almost talked myself into that game, but I'm going with St. Louis. It has the best defensive front in football right now. Washington-St. Louis played last year, December 7th, and the Rams shut them out 24-0, sacking the Redskins quarterback 7 times. I don't see why that trend stops. There's no DeSean Jackson. The only offensive threat they have is Alfred Morris, and that front 7 will have no problem shutting them down. I love the Rams at -3 right here.
Now, if you are like in line at the car wash Saturday morning, don't worry about it. You can give your keys to the guy, shut the car off, because you just go to sportsbettingweekly.com. There's our podcast. You'll listen to all the callers. Last week, they gave us 21 picks. They were 16-5. My best bet was a winner. We'll be on there. I'm Second Half Chaz. Thanks for listening. And remember, always be cashing.